Dictation for Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E, Courier, or Courter, Courter, C-O-U-R-T-E-R, September 1847. We're going to address as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 989-321-4085. Dear sirs at Saginaw, VA, follow up for Mr. Courter. With chronic kidney disease, prior dialysis, underlying CHF. He was admitted to the hospital from October 23 to October 24 with CHF exacerbation and pneumonia. Has given antibiotics, has morbid obesity, received diuretics, steroids, and potassium replacement. Presently weighed around 352, was 359. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, denies vomiting, dysphagia. There has been isolated diarrhea, lasted less than 24 hours, resolved without any bleeding, abdominal pain. Has chronic frequency, urgency, nocturne, incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Edema improved. Presently, no chest pain palpitation, mobility restricted. Has not required any oxygen. I review medication list. I want to mention the vitamin D-125, Lasix, Coric, nitrates, has been on diabetes management, cholesterol treatment, just started on Aldacton, blood pressure 130 over 70 on the left sided. No gross respiratory distress, lungs are very distant in relation to body size, no pericardial wrap, extreme large abdomen, 2+ edema, normal speech, no gross focal deficit. Most recent chemistries are from November. Creatinine at 1.69, which appears to be baselined. GFR of 24 stage, 42 stage 3. Chronic pancytopenia with low white blood cell platelets and anemia 11.1. Low potassium, just started on Aldacton. Normal sodium acid base. Normal albumin, calcium. Elevation of bilirubin. Other liver function tests are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. No indication for dialysis. Continue salt fluid restrictions, diuretics. Next number, low potassium in relation to diuretics, just started on Aldacton. Follow-up chemistries, next number, morbid obesity, next number, lower extremity edema multifactorial, including morbid obesity and CHF, renal failure, next number, pain cytopenia, next number, elevated bilirubin, lightly represented liver congestion. Next paragraph, recent exposure to IV contrast at the time the CT scan, negative for pulmonary emboli. At that time, there was pulmonary congestion and pleural effusion right more than left. It's my understanding that an echo might have been done through the VA outpatient, which I do not have report. only to discuss with the patient end of dictation,